when it comes to COVID cases, nationally, cases are on the decline, and so are COVID scams. Jim Ryan is following this. That's good news, right, Jim?
It is. Sure, yeah. For example, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, keeps really accurate records on this stuff, Susan. Last Thursday, there were 273 consumer complaints filed with the FTC about various scams, ripoffs that they were falling victim to. That's about 8 times less than the 2,100 daily complaints that the FTC was getting in early April this year. Things about, you know, scams on websites offering people hand sanitizer or toilet paper or paper towels, you know, the things that were in short supply. You'd pay your money and get nothing because the website was a scam. That's a pretty common one. But yes, while the numbers are dropping down along with the COVID cases around the country, we consumers collectively have lost $586 million to fraud that's been linked to COVID-19. So, yeah, the incidence is declining, but the number that we've lost, the amount in money, is climbing all the time.
Yeah, it's good to see that they're on the decline just a little bit, though. Are we seeing a decline in these because there's less people trying or less people kind of searching for COVID things and able to be ripped off?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah, there are fewer people looking for those items because they aren't as scarce as they used to be. And so they're not online. They can go to the grocery store now and pick up those things that were in short supply before. So they really don't have to look for that kind of thing. But still, there are plenty of opportunities out there. And in fact, that's what the FTC calls them, opportunistic websites that claim to sell these items or offer people vacations or travel, and then you pay your deposit for a trip and it simply vanishes because the website wasn't legitimate. But so there are things that directly relate to COVID and others that are only incidental to it. But the fact that fewer people are out there looking for these things may be the reason for the decline.
And the elderly still the top of the list, yeah. Right, as far as targets?
Which is despicable, right? I mean, the typical victim of a COVID scam online loses $392. That's the median. If you're over 80, you're losing $1,000. That's the median there for people 80 and over. So, yes, those people are being targeted, and they're being targeted for and losing more money.
Jim, thank you. That's Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.